This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, a few things to get into. Now, of course, last Tuesday you had the special meeting and you've got another special meeting tomorrow, Tuesday. Can you tell us what's on the agenda for that?
That's right. Again, tomorrow we've got the fees and charges for council for the 2021 year coming into council. So they'll be put towards the councillors to see if we can get a motion through on this one to try and get them approved so that the staff can start doing the work that's required to get that ready for the 1st of July once the new financial year starts.
Now, I thought that was being done last week. Was it so big you had to continue it through?
Well, no, it wasn't that it was big. There was a couple of amendments that were suggested to it and that needed to be further discussed. I could see that the other two new councillors also were looking at it and they weren't quite sure which way to go with it. And I thought it was a better option just to defer it till for a week so that we can sit down with the staff, go through it all again, and the councillors can be reassured that they're making the right decision when it comes before council.
So tomorrow after the meeting, we will know, it'll all be laid out so people will know what's going on as far as that is concerned?
Yes, absolutely. So tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a response one way or the other and we'll know where we're heading.
Okay, Port Douglas got its lighting in McRossan Street and now it's Mossman's turn to shine with new decorative lighting being installed in the iconic rain trees located at the northern end.
It does, and it actually looks stunning. It really does. So they officially get turned on tonight. I don't know if people have seen on the council website, there's actually some drone footage of a drone flying around looking at the new lights that are getting turned on tonight in Mossman, and it just looks absolutely stunning. It really does. So I recommend for people to go for a drive. They're on from dusk till about 10:30, I think they stay on till. So well worth going down having a look.
Mossman certainly needed something like that, don't you agree, Michael?
Absolutely. I mean, Mossman's very, very important. It's very much on my radar as far as the streetscapes go. I think it's important to get our CBD up to scratch so that it looks the part. And this is just one initiative to start that off. And I think, honestly, you drive into Mossman, it shines as you're coming in. So it's well worth, as I said, going for a drive and having a look at them. It looks stunning.
Michael, in recent weeks, council has recorded a notable increase in fire and smoke-related complaints from backyard fires.
Yes, it's one of the ones that the bylaws officers have brought into us, and that's why they've done a bit of a publicity thing, just reminding people just to be considerate of neighbours, because it is the colder weather, and everyone does love, if you've got a fire pit in your backyard, sitting out with a nice fire going, having a glass of red or whatever your trace may be. But just to be very, very conscious of the fact that you have got neighbours next door. We are in close proximity when it comes to the residential areas. And if you're filling their house with smoke, it can become quite annoying. So it's important just to remember that when you're having these backyard fires, with a group sitting around, that you're just conscious that you're not pillowing through smokes in the next door neighbour's house. That's just most important.
Yeah, look after your neighbours. We're talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, Activate free fitness classes are returning to the parks of Port Douglas for the first time since March.
That's right. It's a really good initiative by council, these Activate classes. Highly recommend people to check them out and see if there's something there that they want to do, because they're great classes. We had to stop them during COVID-19. I think they did some Zoom ones just to keep people going over that period. But now we're back out in the open as we're allowed to have a certain number of people. So it'll be a first in, first served. Get down there and join in. I think it's well worth it.
Employment opportunities are now available at the Salvation Army's new aged care centre in Mossman, Michael. Now, it's all starting to come together, a great addition to the social fabric of our shire.
Yeah, how fantastic. I noticed that the other day that they started advertising for staff, and that means that we're really getting to the point here now. We're getting closer to opening. There were some good positions there, so some very talented people to be in the area or move to the area to fill these roles. And absolutely, it'll be fantastic once this facility gets open. It's been a long, long time in the waiting, and we're really excited to get the doors open and get it active.
Michael, just take a listen to the ad that we're running on Fab FM, and this is, a real job opportunity. Let's have a listen.
The Salvation Army Aged Care promotes a unique experience of choice, lifestyle and belonging for all people as they age. Now they're delighted to announce the opening of a new residential aged care centre in Mosman. The Salvation Army Aged Care are looking for passionate people to join them in serving the elderly with compassion. Vacancies exist for qualified carers with a Certificate 3 in Aged Care, registered nurses, lifestyle assistants, a clinical coordinator and centre manager. To inquire and apply, visit agedcare.salvos.org.au.
So there you go, Michael. Job opportunities, especially at this time, job opportunities and employment is paramount for the Shire at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. You know, it's something that's extremely important. You know, economically, you know, we have suffered a fair bit. COVID has really, you know, kicked into us as far as our tourism goes, and that feeds the whole way through our Shire. So it's really important we get these jobs happening back again. You know, we have to balance the Shire out with other jobs within outside hospitality as well to ensure we have 365 days a year jobs as well as just our tourism-related seasonal jobs. So when opportunities like this come up, it's absolutely well worth it. And, you know, the more of these type of positions that happen in the Shire, the better.
The Buy Douglas, Build Douglas campaign going along very nicely, thank you. You getting a feel that people want to be part of this, that the Shire is, you know, accepting all of this and giving it a shot?
Well, the feedback I'm getting, absolutely. And I was just out yesterday in Port Douglas, and I noticed a couple of shops have got the stickers on their counters, which is fantastic. I've seen some on the back of cars as well. I actually saw one when I was driving through Cairns the other day, a Do It in Douglas sticker, which I thought was great. Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for our locals to support our local businesses and do things in Douglas that they may have normally driven to Cairns for. Mm. You know, keeping employment here, keeping jobs here, and that's what's really important, is that the out of the Do It in Douglas is supporting our local businesses.
And lastly, Michael, the Mosman Show public holiday schedule for Monday, July 20th will remain on the same date despite the cancellation of the 2020 show. So I guess it's important to keep the continuity.
Well, I think so. I mean, we thought, you know, there was an option to move it to another date to be in line with some of the other Queensland events. And we thought, you know what? We're doing Do It in Douglas. Let's stick to that. You know, it's the date of our Mosman show. Everyone's going to have a long weekend, so it's a great opportunity for families to do something in Douglas. There's some fantastic accommodation opportunities, you know, within the Daintree and different areas of the Shire. You know, and I think it's a chance for families to get out, experience some of our local beaches and our local parks, enjoy the local area and do it in Douglas. So you've got an extra day, you've got 3 days to do it, go out there and enjoy it.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Good luck with the meeting tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Shall do. Thank you very much.